Please mute yourself unless you're one of the council members. I have 7 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. Madam Clerk, are we recording first and foremost? And second, have we met all the requirements for Open Public Meetings Act and Sunshine notifications?
Yes, we have.
Thank you much. We'll begin with a salute to the flag. I'm going to salute this flag that's right behind me. Wishes to join, please do. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Will you call the roll, Madam Clerk?
Sure. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Kaczmowski?
Here.
And Mayor Millay. It's my first time doing roll call, and we have a quorum.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you much.
Mm-hmm.
First item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes. I believe we can group these together, or do we have to split them because of somebody's abstention?
Amy has to abstain from the special meeting.
All right.
Mayor, if you want, you could still ask for a motion to move him as a group and just note that Amy is abstaining from the special meeting minutes.
Very well.
That makes it more efficient.
I will definitely do that. So may I have is there any discussion on the part of council for these minutes?
No.
You're good. Hearing none, can I have a motion, please, to move the minutes with an abstention for the special session December 9th by Councilwoman Swift?
I'll move.
Make that motion.
That's what I need first.
Yeah, I heard. A second, please.
Yes.
A second.
Is that Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kaczmowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Terrific. New for this virtual life of ours is a public comment session that is limited to the items listed on the agenda. There are instructions in the agenda, which was posted online, for how we'll take public comment. There's public comment sessions in the public hearing portion for the two ordinances we will be having come up later in the agenda. I would ask anyone who is online to raise their hand virtually if they wish to say anything during this public comment session. Hearing one, anyone on the phone wish to say anything during this public comment session? If you have difficulty having us hear you, you can try *6 to come off of mute. All right, I hear nothing. We will move on to our next item on the agenda, which is the filling of, well, actually the discussion with nominees from the Clinton Township Republican Committee for the vacancy that occurred when I was sworn in as mayor. So we have, I believe, three names from the Township Republican Committee. Those names would be David Pulaski, Jason Kiefer, and Bill Glazer. I believe I see two of the three here. I don't know if Jason's on the phone or if he's not able to make it this evening. And before we begin, typically in the past, anyway, we've had these candidates come before us and have a little bit of a discussion with them, ask some questions, that sort of thing, before we move on to decide which of the three we'll select. I would start by saying that it is it's really nice that we've gotten
Jason.
What I would, Anja, you're on unmuted, so if you could mute.
Okay. I tried to get Jason on the phone. He said he was coming.
Okay.
Let me try them again.
Please be. All right. I'll. Yep. I got you muted. What I was going to say is it's really nice that we've got what I would consider to be three exceptional, very well-qualified candidates to fill these roles. It's unfortunate we'll only be able to select one of you, but I can say from personal experience I've dealt with each of you over the last number of years, some longer than others. I know you're all dedicated to the township. I know that you all bring different skills sets to your candidacy, and I'd like to begin by asking each candidate, and maybe we'll alternate the order, but my question would be, what is it you most would like to be able to accomplish if you were to be selected to serve on council? And we can start we'll start with David. And let's see.
So, we're all ready? I feel, what would I like most to be able to accomplish on council? I think in terms of just bringing my background with negotiations and understanding of public purchasing regulations, for me to be able to just accomplish a sense of collaborativeness with the rest of the council, and working together to just ensure that, you know, we're doing the best for the people of Clinton Township. I've been here 18, 19 years and watched a school district and helped and assisted with them certain times throughout, you know, my time here, and feel strongly that, you know, my background with the public school system and working as administrator and district administrator now over in South Brunswick, we have $160 million budget that I oversee. My financial background and working with budgets that size in the public sector, I feel I'd be able to bring something to the table with that. And accomplishments, just being able to help and assist. You know, I've told people that I spoke to, there's no hidden agendas, just wanting to get in and help out. It's a great community, and I'd like to serve. You're muted, Brian, if you're trying to talk.
Yeah, I did that to myself. Thank you much. I said thank you, Mr. Pulaski. How about Mr. Glazer?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. excuse me. I guess, obviously, I've been a long-term observer of the council. I come to a lot of meetings, and I kind of enjoy this stuff. So I'd like to contribute at a different level. Obviously, I have a big interest in the planning, board of adjustment stuff the township has done, having served on those committees. My background is more of a business background, not the public side like Dave's. So it's obviously a very different spin on things. But I'd like to really kind of continue the trend that the current council has been doing. Well, this council and the few before. I think the direction of the township has been really good the last six, 7 or 8 years, maybe 6 years. And I wouldn't want to revert back to some earlier years where I was less pleased. But it's about keeping the township going in a good, positive direction, kind of guarding our rural, suburban vibe, if you will, but making sure we have a tax base to support where we need to go in the future. And I think I can contribute in that regard. I think I know more or less what's going on in the township, having been a long-term observer, and I think I could contribute pretty quickly, and I'd like to do so.
All right. Thank you much, both. And now we'll go in the order we normally would go for roll call votes. Councilman Strauss, do you have anything you'd like to ask the candidate? Actually, before I move on to that, did we by chance get Mr. Kiefer on? Once, going twice. Don't hear him. So, Councilman Strauss, do you have any questions for the candidates?
No, I don't. Thank you for asking.
All right. Thank you much. Councilwoman Switlick.
The only question I have is the position of council is very time consuming. And I'm not sure exactly what you guys do as a day job, if you have a day job. But if you do, how will you juggle? Do you think you can juggle all the responsibilities that come with being on council?
We can reverse the order if we'd like, or if Dave, or Mr. Pulaski, you're ready to go. Go ahead.
I'm fine, Bill. I don't mind answering questions. My day job, I'm the district business administrator for South Brunswick Township Schools. I do all of the insurance, manage the buildings and grounds. Anything that's a payment purchase order, a contract comes across my desk. I'm kind of the assistant superintendent for financials. At this time, you know, both of my kids are older now. One's in college and making his way through school, and my younger one's a senior in high school. So we're pretty much finished with the commuting kids all over the state with regards to sporting events. And I've slowed down. We slowed down a little bit, so I feel confident that I could manage the time necessary to contribute.
Yeah, and I retired several years ago, so I have a lot of flexibility in my schedule. I have some commitments here and there, of course, but my schedule is pretty flexible, and I think I can handle the time commitment.
Thank you.
Okay. Council President Kochanowski, do you have any questions?
I have no questions. Thank you.
All right. Well, then we will we'll move on to the discussion portion where the council can discuss, and then as it decides, make a motion. It is actually feasible for us to go into an executive session. We've not customarily done that in the past. I think it's better to have this kind of thing done in public anyway. I would just throw out that it takes a lot of to come forward and put yourself in this position to publicly run for office, so to speak. And I think you're both to be commended. Again, I think it's unfortunate we can only pick one of you. And regardless of how this turns out, I would certainly encourage you to continue to stay involved. And I have boards and commissions where we have vacancies or will expect vacancies. So certainly lots of opportunities for everybody to continue in service and keep working on bettering the town. Do any of my fellow council people have anything they'd like to add?
I'd just like to echo what you said. I appreciate everyone coming forward and speaking to the candidates. They all have things to offer. For those not selected, you can still offer that. That's how you get involved, and that's how the community moves forward. That's it.
All right, thank you. Any other comments from the council? Hearing none, it's now time, I think, that – oh, Mr. Kiefer, I see you're on. We'll quick hit you up with a question. Basically, what would you like to accomplish if you were to have been – if you were to be selected for this council seat?
Mostly just to help the township do well. I know we've done a lot of good things. We've really come around, I know, over the years that I've lived here with some of the improvements. I noticed the Beaver Brook, living next door to Beaver Brook Farmstead, that's been coming along nicely. I know at least for some of you that have been around for a while, I'm sure you've kind of heard occasionally from the residents about the old municipal building, which we're still patiently waiting on. Yeah, just stuff like that. Just continue doing some of the good work we do, looking for the services that we can continue to provide for the residents. I like the community that we're in, and I would just hope that we keep doing, you know, many of the good things. I know compared to other townships in the area, like we have leaf pickup. So it's a really great place to live, and I'd really hate for us to slide and become not the destination of choice for 100 because I really think we have an awesome community here.
Very good. All right. Thank you again, all. And I think at this point it's time for me to ask my fellow council people if anyone would like to offer a motion to nominate one of these three candidates to fill my vacancy.
I would, Brian. I'd like to nominate Dave Pawlowski.
Thank you much, Councilman Strauss. Is there a second for Mr. Pawlowski? Hearing none, I would ask if there is a secondary motion.
I would like to nominate Bill Glazer for the vacated council seat.
Okay, thank you much. Is there a second?
In support of Amy's nomination, I'd like to second Bill.
Very good, thank you much. Madam Clerk, would you take the roll?
Councilman Strauss?
I'm sorry, you're taking a roll call for?
vacancy.
To fill the vacancy with Mr. Glazer.
Oh, okay. Opposed.
Councilwoman Switlick?
I'm for Bill Glazer. Brian, are you not voting? Did you vote?
He's left.
Okay.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes. Again, thank you all. It really is a shame we can only pick one of you, but I'll be in touch for sure with everybody in the days coming forward. Thank you again, and I believe now we have to swear in our newly selected council member.
Yep. You ready?
Yep. Trishka, you go.
Trishka, are you doing it?
Or are you doing it?
I was going to ask you to say, I'm happy to do it. It's whoever wants to be the honors.
Do you have the oath of office? I have it in front of me.
Got it up here.
Go ahead.
Let's hope I don't flub it now.
You
could please raise your right hand, repeat after me. I state your name.
I, William Glazer.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments.
And to the government.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
That I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
Perform all of the duties.
Perform all of the duties.
Of the office of councilman.
The office of councilman.
Of the township of Clinton.
Of the township of Clinton.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Okay. I have to sign and send something back, I assume, Carla, or you'll notarize tomorrow?
Yep.
All right. I'll stop by.
Yep. We're stop by. Yep.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Moving right along, our next item on the agenda is going to be the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and be acted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, or council member, or a citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. In other words, if anyone on this call wishes to pull any of the items, an asterisk, that follow on this agenda out for discussion, please say so now.
Yeah, I'd like to pull out item number 3 where it talks about the vacation pay.
Yep. All right, we will separately discuss that one after the conclusion of the consent agenda. Anyone else wish to pull anything out? And if you're on the phone and wish to unmute yourself, you may need to try *6 if it doesn't work. Hearing none, is there a motion to move the consent agenda?
So moved.
May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Roll call, please. I think you might be muted.
No, sorry, I hit it, but it didn't go anywhere. Councilman Glazer.
I could go with 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I could review the bills because they were posted online, but I did review the rest, and I'm fine.
Okay. Thank you.
So I abstain from number 1.
Yep. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes. All right, the consent agenda passes, and we'll now discuss item number 3, which is approval of carryover of unused 2020 vacation days for township employees. Mr. Kochanowski, have you comments on it?
Yeah, so, I mean, when I first saw the schedule in the middle of the, I guess, Monday, I was a bit alarmed at the size of some of the numbers with some of the people. And from my perspective, I know it's during COVID. People are saying, well, people can't take their vacation during COVID. That doesn't make any sense to me. If anything, you know, everyone's going around saying, I feel like I'm on vacation. I'm working at home. So, that has very little to do with it, the COVID. It's just the numbers are getting too big, and we need to put new policies in place to prevent this from happening going forward. Had a conversation with Vita about it. We've extended the deadline, I think, until June 30th to use up this vacation, which means some people that are working for the township might have every Monday and Friday off between now and then. I mean, that's not a situation we want to be in going forward.
Right. I concur. I would ask if it's feasible for us to limit this, or are we pretty much bound to have to do these numbers now, or do we try to limit it in the future? I don't know what.
I think we're bound to use these numbers now,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
but
I think now.
Forward, I think we need to have our personnel policy in line, and that's the only reason I pulled it out. It's not like I want to take money out of their pocket.
Yep.
It's because I think we need to talk about it and make sure that this happens. I know contractually with the police and some other people, we have some limitations there. But where we don't have limitations, I think we have to be more stringent on tracking this. And not for nothing, running my own business, I require my people to take vacation because they're happier when they do.
Right.
It's that simple. It's a happier employee. So when I looked at the list, John Tiger has 12 hours owed to him. He's our happiest employee because he's taking vacation when he should.
I might suggest that as a suggestion that possibly we put out a memo to the employees, encouraging them to use their vacation that they've earned.
Right.
And if you'd like, again, we're just addressing a new personnel manual now. If you choose, to limit what can be carried over, that certainly could be a discussion, when we're doing the manual. Usually it's only carried over until March 31st, but we did make an exception this year because of COVID, because there were people who didn't take it, but that's not the norm. And certainly I think I agree with you. Employees should be encouraged to take their vacation. It's something that we all need.
Right.
Is that help somebody?
Bless you.
Thank you.
So, I mean, that's just a suggestion that we can put out a memo saying, we're encouraging employees to take their vacation, and then we could have a discussion, if you'd like, when we're doing the personnel manual as far as limiting the time, the amount of time that to carry over, if that's agreeable or something that you might consider.
I think that makes sense from my perspective.
Okay.
Just one thing to consider, too, and I'm not going to say it's everyone on the list, but you do have a lot of essential people on that list.
Yes.
And during these unprecedented times, just not going to compare where I work to here, but there was very few options for vacation. You had to pick up the slack and move on, especially when you start people for being either quarantined because they were exposed or had a COVID positive result themselves. So, it just kind of limited when you could take off and try to toe the line and work as a team and move the department forward.
Yeah.
And council can always make an exception in the future to the personnel manual, Vita, or is that unusual?
Do you mean going forward if there was a limit going forward?
Well, if there's a limit, they say, like the state limit is they can carry for a year. But, if there was another pandemic, God forbid, I mean, we could do a special resolution.
Of course. The same as what you did, because the personnel manual as it stands now says it has to be used by March 31st. But that's what we did at the beginning of the year. We did a resolution
just
because of the COVID. And certainly under special circumstances, there's always can be an exception.
Right.
But it would be brought to council for the exception.
Right. So with that discussion, do we move this item for approval, Brian?
Yes. If the discussion's concluded, I'd ask for a motion in favor of this resolution.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Mark, Councilman Strauss has it.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes. Okay, we move on now to reports. First report will come from Councilman Strauss.
Okay, thank you. Clinton Township Environmental Commission, I know they're also signed on this evening. We had a great first meeting for the new year back in January. We called the reorg meeting and kind of reset our goals and missions for the year. Also, all the great accomplishments that the commission collectively was able to accomplish over this past year. Just looking forward into what's coming up, and I will speak to Andrew offline, but he just had a few things he asked me to follow up on, which I did. And not to take anything away from the folks from the Recreation Education, Environmental Commission that signed on tonight, let them speak about their supports later on. So, again, thank you for reappointing me to that commission. I appreciate it. I do not have anything from the Board of Ed for Clinton Township. I did have some communication earlier with the president that he was going to get back to me with highlights from their meeting this past Monday. So I'll just have to roll that over to our next meeting. And lastly, for public safety, I know, Brian, we're trying to get together with the chief of the South Branch Emergency Squad. And also, I did meet with Lieutenant DeRosa today, some staff at his department. That was a very productive and energetic meeting as well. So that's all I have to report.
All right. Thank you very much, Councilman Strauss. Councilwoman Swetlick.
The North Voorhees Board of Ed, they had the reorg January 5th. They administered the oath of office for the newly elected board members, Shelley Crisologo, Robert Kirschberger, and Brian Chapman. They're the two from Clinton Township. And Deborah, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that. Benomi, that's right, Benomi. For president, they voted for Jessica Viotto, and for vice president, they voted for Deborah Benomi. The schedule for the semester is obviously the same as last semester. They're still in the category orange, which is still high risk, and they will be reevaluating it if they move to category 11, which is a moderate risk. They have a dashboard on their website, so you can see the current COVID cases, and they're working closely with the county health department when it comes to tracing. They are adding a negotiations committee because this year is a negotiating year. And winter sports, there will be no spectators, but in-house video streams. They're also addressing the mental health of the students. They sent out a survey to get basically an idea of how they're handling the pandemic. Facilities, they had funds budgeted for facility improvement. 2016, I believe we voted on that. They have left over from that, so they're going to look at what options they have. They might be paying off another bond with the extra funds. And they're going to be looking into the demographic report as well. And their next meeting is February 16th, and that's also virtual. Open space, Windy Acres, we're going to start up in the spring. We'll be dealing with the educational aspect of the programs that we hopefully will have the school district and the signage. And environmental will also be playing a key role, especially with the signage. And they've also done a tremendous job this past year helping open space. The wooded trails are closed because of the muddy conditions, but when the spring hits, we're probably going to be building some platforms in the area, sections that are going to stay muddy at every season, and the kids game that I've created for called the Sasquatch Trail that everybody seems to be excited about. It's almost ready, and as soon as everything dries up, we're going to start the Sasquatch game. I have a lot of support from the community and getting donations for it as well, so I'm excited about it. The website for Windy Acres is pretty much done, and the trail maps are also almost complete. Prospect East, we're starting at the trail system. Started about a couple of weeks ago. The TPW installed the gravel driveway. You can get about maybe 5 or 6 cars in it, maybe. They also cut in a perimeter trail for me, and I'm hoping to get maybe 3 miles of walking trails. It might be a little less, but we'll see about that. Marukian, we are looking into the disc golf course. I've been talking about that lately. Rich and I did a property walk with a couple residents over in the wooded portion of Marukian. His name is Matt LaCourt. He apparently has designed a lot of these disc golf courses. I have like 6 names I could show you that he's designed. So he pretty much knows what he's doing. So I'm excited to have him on board. Obviously, we'll be relying heavily on volunteer contributions, and it looks like we might have a potential financial donor as well. I'm meeting with Les sometime this week or next week about relocating the trails over at Marukian because of the affordable housing going in. We want to make sure we have a 5K for whenever that construction starts, probably in August. Rich and I will be meeting with Bill Kibler and Christy McDonald from Raritan Headwaters, along with a few open space members next Tuesday. We're going to be discussing the possibility of removing the dam, and we're also going to be discussing water testing for Beaver Brook as well as Windy Acres. And that's it. Carla, I'll email my report to you.
If only you were more busy.
I'm busy.
Great job. Council President Kochanowski.
All right, so on the sewer authority, we obviously have to sit down and talk to Clinton, Janice and company, and we're trying to set up a meeting with her. We're hoping it's going to happen next week. And as far as finance, we have a meeting next Wednesday, I think. And other than that, that's all I have to report. I'm always brief.
All right, thank you much. I will be equally brief. Tom's correct. We have a budget meeting next week with our administrator, Vita. And good news to report, though, too. Preliminarily, it looks like we had a pretty healthy surplus, which was very, very, very good to hear, especially given that we were concerned about certain revenues being down. While they were down, we still managed to pull out a decent surplus. So stay tuned. And then REC met on the 13th. They have been in contact with the local schools. They won't have any access to facilities until at least after summer. They're going to try to plan to do summer rec at Bunt Park. We'll see how that goes. Probably a reduced number of participants. For Community Day, they're going to target a date for the normal Community Day of September 25th, given the restrictions that are currently in place. It's unclear that April would work. However, they're going to move ahead with the race on April 24th, which would have been the normal Community Day date. And you can do that safely, so that's a good thing. And then in June, they're planning to have a food truck event at Bunt. At the meeting, they were still trying to get a date, but as of today, I understand that they've got one. And last but not least, we are still working on finalizing plans for the tennis court and basketball court replacement and refurbishment at Bunt Park. So we'll have to set aside a little bit of extra money because the scope grew a little bit. And that concludes my report. Ms. Mekovitz, do you have a report?
I've just been working on trying to get ready for the budget meeting with the Finance Committee. Have had some conversations with the members of the Open Space Committee, and have some things that we're looking into, and working on the personnel manual, and hope to have that in front of everyone soon. That's not all I've been doing, but that's all I have to say.
You've had quite a full plate. That is for certain.
Yes.
That is for certain. And Lieutenant DeRosa could not join us this evening. So we will move on to public hearings. First public hearing is for, actually, I guess I will. Yeah, the first public hearing is for an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, adopting new stormwater management regulations pursuant to NJAC 7:8 and amending Chapter 165 of the Code of the Township of Clinton. We received a letter from the Planning Board dated January 12, 2021, with their take on the consistency review. And I understand, we had requested some details on exactly how this new ordinance would impact the township and development applications at the request of Council. Ms. Strauss, a very good question. And we received a memo from our engineer. And I also understand that we have a memo from our environmental commission. I looked at it. It kind of matches what we had in the memo from the engineer, too. So those two things match up. I know this is a state mandated requirement, and we are using something similar to the boilerplate template. But I suspect down the road later this year, we'll look to make some further improvements on it. At this time, I will open the public hearing, and I understand that I think we have the chair of the Environmental Commission here to give a quick synopsis of his memo. See, Mr. Holt is present.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I apologize. A little delay in my mouse or something. Yeah, thank you. Our the Environmental Commission did review the model ordinance that was offered by DEP. It establishes the minimum standard that all municipalities shall conform to with respect to stormwater management for development. And we also reviewed two other documents, the Highlands Council Model Ordinance, and also a recommendation from the Watershed Institute. And what we zeroed in on was where there were opportunities to, I'll say, enhance or make a little more aggressive some of the terms that are used. There are several definitions that we believe will be beneficial to the township and the planning board in their review of development activities. And, you know, with Clinton Township being, you know, a rural community with larger parcels in many areas, there still is a need to address stormwater management at a little bit smaller scale than we used to. So that's why we're recommending there be some additional definitions, maybe consideration of defining a minor development project versus a major, and then terracing those obligations, those requirements in the stormwater management ordinance to allow for still some improvement. And the main thing we were really interested in was making sure that water quality and water recharge were really being promoted through this ordinance. Water recharge is critical because all of our drinking water is coming from groundwater sources in our region. And much of our township is served by the Clinton Water System, which derives its supply from several wells in and around Clinton Township. So enhancement of or protection of the aquifers under our municipality are critical. These are also definitions and development restrictions that are consistent with what the Highlands Council is expecting to see and is consistent with the Water Use Conservation Management Plan that the Clinton Water System has to abide by. So we find that this is entirely a regional solution and consistency should be given to all the adjoining municipalities, but specifically, I think Clinton Township can set the standard for what they should do. And we recognize that, you were kind of directed to adopt this in short order. It came out last fall, and by March this year, it needs to be in place. So I think there needs to be a little bit further dialogue. I understand you have your review from your municipal engineer, and we didn't get a chance to look at that yet. But I think, as you suggested, Mayor, we could probably work together and facilitate a little more meaningful recommendation, set of recommendations, after a more thorough review by all parties, so that what gets adopted isn't so onerous on individual development, for, you know, for individual residents, but also is protective of the water resources that are critical to our region. So that was our goal, was to ask you to adopt what you have to tonight, but also commit to visiting these terms and definitions and as an enhancement that could be adopted later this year.
Very good. Thank you much. And you're right on 3 minutes, by the way. That's excellent. Well timed. I concur. I don't know how everyone else on the council feels, but I definitely think this was it was unfortunate that we had to rush into this and we couldn't give it some more thought, but that's the state of New Jersey for you. And we'll do what we have to comply, and I think we can tidy this up. And I appreciate the Environmental Commission's time in putting that memo together and also in your time coming here to present it. So thank you very much. Is there any other – actually, let me ask quick while we have you here, Mr. Holt. Do any council members have questions for the chair of the Environmental Commission?
No.
No.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Are there any other members of the public who wish to comment? If so, if you could raise your hand, or if you can't raise your hand, come off of mute and say something. Going once, going twice. And if you're on the phone and wish to say anything, try star 6. And hearing no, I will close the public hearing. Is there any discussion on the part of council?
Nope.
No.
No.
Very good. May I have a motion for the ordinance?
I'll make the motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes, just to clarify, I reviewed this ordinance as vice chair of the planning board, so I am familiar with it, so yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Second ordinance is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton amending Chapter 165 of the Code of the Township of Clinton to create a new article, XVIA, entitled Highlands Land Use Regulations, a supplement to the Land Use Regulations Ordinance of the Township of Clinton, Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And likewise with this, we received a letter from the Planning Board regarding the consistency review. That letter was dated January 12th. And I am not going to endeavor to explain this one, especially when I have the quite capable Mr. Behrendt, our township planner, on hand. So take it away, sir.
Mayor, thank you. I will do my best. Good evening, everyone. Tom Behrendt, planner with Burgess Associates, the township's planning consultant. And we're involved in the preparation of this Highlands Land Use Ordinance for the township. The ordinance itself will be located within the township's zoning regulations. The ordinance is a component of the township's Highlands conformance process. As some on the council now have been involved, the township opted into the Highlands for both the planning and preservation area, I believe in 2015, subsequently adopted what's called the Highlands Referral Ordinance in 2016. And what that did was establish essentially development review that would be undertaken by the Highlands staff and to ensure that certain types of development would be done in accordance with the Highlands regulations. So what this ordinance does is, one, it's based on a model prepared by the Highlands staff. There is some level of flexibility, but generally the provisions have to adhere to the Highlands Regional Master Plan. And in effect, what it does is allow the township to now conduct its own review development applications in terms in accordance with the applicable Highlands regulations. So those development applications no longer have to go to the Highlands staff for review. As such, it's important to note that these regulations are really already in effect. And again, the difference between being, between who reviews it. The ordinance itself is significant in that it will implement, be used to implement a number of the township's affordable housing projects for the township's affordable housing settlement agreement with Fair Share Housing Center, as well as the township's adopted 2020 Housing Element Fair Share Plan. And one of the reasons that it is being adopted is to clarify some of the ambiguous language of the Highlands Regional Master Plan that has to do with cost for development, which impacts certain affordable housing development, certain development densities in different types of zones, as well as infrastructure improvements. The ordinance itself was reviewed and approved by Highlands staff, as well as other township representatives and professionals, members of the development community, to ensure essentially a smooth transition from the Highlands review to the township review. Given the nature and extent of this ordinance, it can be expected that some level of adjustment will be required in the future. Hopefully we'll be off to a good start. That won't have to happen, but I suspect that may be the case moving forward. The ordinance itself is organized into several articles. As you might find in any ordinance, the scope, applicability, definitions. But what it also does is establish a number of applicable Highlands area districts, zones, subzones, and the types of development that can occur within those different types of areas. There are also appeal and waiver mechanisms, as well as provisions for enforcement. As the mayor mentioned, the planning board did conduct a master plan consistency review of this ordinance and determined that the ordinance is not only not inconsistent with the township's master plan, but it is very much consistent. This has been in the works for, I would say, a number of years now. And there's mention of it in the township's adopted 2020 master plan reexamination report, as well as the 2020 land use plan element amendment. So this has been forthcoming. And again, it is being used to implement some of the township's affordable housing development and some other development goals. And so at this point, I would recommend that the council consider adopting the ordinance for the reasons stated. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Do any members of the council have questions or wish to have a discussion with Mr. Behrens while we have him and his attention?
No, sir. Thank you for being so concise and detailed in explaining that. It was much appreciated. Given the size of it, it was brought a lot of ease to figuring out what was what, and we appreciate you joining us tonight for that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. At this point, then, I will open the public hearing portion of this ordinance. Does anyone from the public wish to make a comment? Hearing none. Anybody on the phone? Star 6. And I'm going to actually try to unmute everybody and send a request. And just in case people can't get off. Last call for comment on the Highlands ordinance. Very well. Hearing no comments, we'll close the public hearing. May I have a motion for the ordinance?
I'll make a motion.
May I have a second? Oh, thank you, Amy.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
And motion carried.
Thank you much. There is no old business, so we will move to new business. First item on new business, renewal of agreement for wastewater treatment capacity between the Clinton Township Sewerage Authority and the Township of Clinton. Ms. Waterbury, Cecil, as I understand it, this is a pro forma extension of a current agreement that we had that we have options to extend for a certain period of time. Is that right?
That's correct, Mayor. The agreement that you entered into with CTSA that allocates capacity for your affordable housing has a provision within it that the agreement can be extended for 3 years, all on the same terms and conditions. So that's what this resolution is doing, is exercising that option.
Thank you much. Any questions or concerns on the part of council?
No.
No.
Nope.
All right. Thank you much. May I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Next resolution is consideration approval of an increase in hours for Amanda Muller, violations clerk, from part-time, 28 hours a week, to full-time, 35 hours a week. Amanda is, as it states, violations clerk in our court, and they have certainly needed a little bit of extra time and assistance in the office, and we added at the end of last year Lebanon Township to our court, which provided some revenue that should help us offset this additional cost and also improve service, I think, for the court as a whole. Any questions or concerns on the part of council?
No, I'm sure they'll be looking forward to the staff, added staff.
Very good.
And to your point, Brian, it's essentially self-funded then from the course, from the fees and everything.
Pretty close. From the fees, but from some of the revenue that we'll get.
Perfect.
Probably
thank you.
Better as time goes by. So.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you.
May I have a motion for the resolution?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Thank you much.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Item number 3 is a resolution providing for the combination of certain issues of general improvement bonds, Series 2021 of the Township of Clinton, in the County of Hunterdon in New Jersey into a single issue of bonds aggregating $7,068,000 in principal amount. This is a refinancing of our existing debt. It is a portion of the debt that we have in bond anticipation notes, not in bonds, and we're trying to take advantage of low rates that are currently out there. We should just note that there is absolutely no additional new borrowing or bond authorizations associated with this, or I should say, additional borrowing associated with this other than we've already authorized. Is there any discussion to be had on this? Hearing not, may I have a motion?
I'll move.
I'll make the motion.
I heard a move by Amy and a second, perhaps, Mr. Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Resolution 4 is related to Resolution 3. This is a resolution determining the form and other details of $7,068,000 General Improvement Bond Series 2021 of the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey, and providing for their sale. Questions, comments? May I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Oh.
You got 3 motions there.
Carl, I'll let you figure that one out.
Yeah, I heard Mark too. I'll give it to Tom and Mark. Okay. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
The last resolution is a resolution canceling a special emergency appropriation previously made for the purposes set forth in NJSA 40A:4-53L and or NJSA 40A:4-53M in the amount of $312,000. This is the revenue deficit we were anticipating last year, where we thought we might need to offset it, and because of our expected surplus, once it's finalized, we don't believe we need it anymore. So this cancels that. Questions or concerns? Hearing none, a motion, please.
I'll make the motion.
I have a second.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. And before we move on to... thank you. Before we move on to public comment, I have a couple items of appointments to deal with. I had not made all the appointments at the beginning of the year in our reorg because we were anticipating a new council member. We weren't sure who that was going to be, but I did leave open slots for the planning board member to the council, which is required to be a appointment by the council, and then also liaison to the Historic Preservation Commission. So we need to address that, I believe. And unless any of the current council members wish to be the council member on the planning board, I would recommend that we appoint Mr. Glazer to the planning board, on which I would imagine, Trishka, does he now vacate that seat immediately? Does he have to resign? Is there a vacancy there? Because he's changing classes on his...
Then yes, that creates a vacancy among the regular members because he can no longer bear that designation.
So I propose that we make Mr. Glazer, Councilman Glazer, the planning board member from the council. May I have a motion for that?
I'll move.
Second.
Thank you. I think we need a roll on this one.
Hold on. I have to get my roll sheet. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Litwick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. And I will appoint Bill also as the Historic Commission liaison. Congratulations, sir. And I also have another council approval for an appointment to the CTSA. The CTSA terms are really odd, and they expire at the end of January. I don't know why. But the term of Peter Geiger is expiring, and I would like to reappoint him to a 5-year term. I don't know that he'll serve the entirety of it. I think he's hoping to wrap up this contract dispute quickly, and we'll see. Hopefully that comes to pass. Might I have a motion to appoint Mr. Geiger to the CTSA?
So moved.
Second, please.
I'll second.
Okay, you got it.
Hold on. Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilwoman Flitwick.
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski.
Yes.
Mayor Malloy.
Yes. And now that we have created a vacancy on the planning board, I am going to fill the newly created. I didn't know that this was Tiffany until Mr. Glazer mentioned that he was the vice chair of the planning board, which he can no longer be. So I will, because I believe this is important for the mayor, I will move Mr. former Mayor Higgins from the alternate one slot into Mr. Glazer's last 4-4-year term expiring 12/31/24. I had to pull it up. So that's that. So now we move on to the public comment session. For those items that are on the agenda, I would ask, because I see a few people on here, if you're on, if you're virtual and you could possibly raise your hand electronically, that would be really helpful. If not, we'll try to do this in as orderly a fashion as we can. Ms. Slota, I see first.
Can you see me or hear me?
I can hear you. I can't see you yet. Oh. Now I see you. Yep.
There I am. Hi. I just wanted to introduce myself, Nancy Slota. I reside at 21 Willowbrook, and I run the community garden. And I wanted to take this opportunity just to, you know, thank the council and the township for letting, you know, letting us have that community garden. It's especially this last year when we were very limited with what we could do. So many people found the garden a haven, a place where we could go and socialize and feel normal. It really saved us quite a bit. So it's been fantastic, and I know besides Tom, I'm not sure many of you have come out to see it. So I'd also like to invite the council to come out to the garden. Probably best when the weather gets warmer and people are active and you get to see, you know, what everybody's doing out there, maybe sometime in May. But I would hope that we can maybe coordinate that, if that would be interesting to the council. And also we're working toward, you know, a lot of great projects. We do all of our work at the garden with membership dues and volunteer hours from the garden members. And we've put together a nice set of projects for the upcoming year. And that, you know, brings me back to something that we're trying to accomplish, which is the formation of our nonprofit. And I've been trying to get in touch with Tom, and I wanted to also take this opportunity to hopefully maybe plan a phone conversation with Tom if we could schedule a day and a time to connect.
Yeah, I kind of dropped the ball on that one, Nancy. I guess the winter time has got me not thinking of gardening, but I have to apologize for that. I do have it as something that needs to get done, and I will reach out to you when it gets warm. No, I'm joking. Let's try and meet or talk. How was Monday? Sometime Monday.
Sure. I'll pull up my calendar.
I know you feel like I was ignoring you. I wasn't on purpose.
What time on Monday? Can we just make plan a time?
Yeah, call me at the 9 o'clock in the morning. You have my cell.
Right. We'll do, Tom.
And I still have the key to the shed. Don't worry.
That's great.
And I would just add, Ms. Loda, that I haven't actually walked through it, I don't believe, but certainly on a number of community days, including the last one we had, I've been back there and just seen it buzzing with activity, lots of folks coming and going, and certainly looks the well enjoyed in a nice community, so compliments for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, Nancy, when we were putting in the dog park, I did visit the garden a lot, and I have to say I'm very impressed. I kill plants left and right. I don't know how you guys do it. It really looks like a work of art. So
it is.
I'd like to visit again, too, if you ever have us come. I'll come.
I would love to have you. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Ingram, looked like you were making a move to speak. And I have a feeling I know what it's about.
Well, it maybe, but I'm going to go a little more broad if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'm here. I just wanted to bring to discuss the town's waiver of site plan ordinance. What I'm going to suggest is probably too late to help my situation, and that's okay. But what I'd like to see is if we could do something maybe to try and help other commercial property owners avoid what, in my opinion, seems to be an unfortunate waste of time and money. The ordinance requires application to the board to determine if a site plan can be waived in a lot of instances. And some of those are make a lot of sense and are very relevant. But when I submitted a permit to try and replace some stairs that were falling off my building that I had taken down in preparation to get, you know, the work done, I was rightfully by the zoning officer told that I can't get a permit without appearing before a board. And we're literally talking about three steps that were existing, were shown on a site plan that was approved, and I simply wanted to put them back in a safer fashion. And then I was told I can't occupy my building until the staircase is restored because of the fire violation. So I tried to make an upgrade during COVID when my staff wasn't in my office, you know, as a way to improve my property. And now I'm going to lose months of time I can't occupy my office while I just try and get a staircase back that had existed for 50 years. And on top of that, you know, we have to require of people a $1,500 escrow fee, which is more than it's going to cost me to replace the stairs. And again, none of this is going to help me. I'm going to make my application and I'll hopefully be before the board before anything could ever change. But I think there's a better way to enforce a rule like this that could look to exempt things like replacements in kind, repairs that people need due to damages or, you know, from instances or, you know, emergencies or hazardous situations. You know, nobody should have to not have something fixed if it's a fire code violation. Or again, you know, the code even mentions things like general property maintenance. I can't imagine that we're encouraging either compliance from the public or, you know, to get permits or even people to actually make upgrades to their properties, which is what we should all want to see, if they can't even do really basic things to make sure that's done in an effective way. And that's essentially what I wanted to bring up. I just think it's something that, you know, we could, with some simple recrafting in there, there could be some basic exceptions made to help our business owners out. You know, I've got some other issues to deal with, you know, with code violations and such. And, you know, I found it kind of unfortunate that I wasn't able to, you know, have conversations that, you know, didn't result in, you know, what I considered excessive fines, because I'm not here to do anything wrong. But, you know, that's an issue that's beside the point. You know, I'll deal with that, you know, through the normal processes. But, you know, I think we should try and be a little more friendly to our businesses in town and not put up roadblocks that, you know, that really don't serve a purpose in helping anyone. That's all.
You're perfectly on time, too. I'll say a couple of things. And first, apologies for not having written back to you yet. I've been doing some research. I was frankly surprised when my research bore out that exactly what you said is the case, because I would have expected that a replacement in kind of stairs would have been fine. I haven't gotten an answer that I find satisfactory yet, so I'm still working on it. But I would agree with you, and it was something that we've been needing to do. It was a waiver of a minor site plan ordinance, but I don't even know that we contemplated something as simple as this. So I don't disagree with you, and I will make a point to push our ordinance committee. And I know I have some draft ordinances, and I've been trying to find some time to help draft something myself. But I will, now that I'm on the planning board, try to help push this along.
I truly appreciate that. And you know, as an engineer myself and a township engineer here in Hunterdon County, it would be any of assistance, I'd be happy to, you know, make some points that I would think would help if you at all think it would be useful. But I appreciate that.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, are there any other residents who would like to make a comment? I don't see any hands up. I don't see anyone on the phone either. I see one person on the phone. Try *6 if you'd like to speak, if you're on the phone. And I'm going to press unmute all and see if everyone should be able to mute and unmute themselves. Mr. Wilson, did you want to say something? I'm sorry, I heard.
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, last call. Okay, I will close the public comment session. And we are now to what used to be Councilman Strauss's portion of the meeting, which is now Councilman Glazer's portion of the meeting.
I motion that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kuchinowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
And we're done.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. Have a great evening.
Congratulations, Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it.